We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
San Jose's former independent police auditor says the beating death of Tyre Nichols is not just about a few violent police officers, but rather a culture overall. KCBS's Jennifer Hodges reports.
In my view, this is not about five or six or eight bad apples. This is about a culture in policing that is not just unique to Memphis.
LaDorce Cordell is a retired judge and former San Jose Independent Police Auditor and author of Her Honor. She says the fact that the Memphis Police Department had what they call a scorpion unit is also concerning.
Once we now see what they were up to and how they were treating people, now the decision gets made and it's likely that this unit will be disbanded. Well, why did it exist in the first place?
Judge Cordell says one of the big issues with police is traffic stops. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled years ago that traffic stops are okay to use as a pretext to look for other things.
It's a terrible ruling. It's been the law for at least a couple of decades. And that needs to change.
That, along with a few other things.
Training, screening, and what's the purpose? What do we want the police to do in our communities?
Jennifer Hodges, KCBS.
San Francisco's social equity program continues to support those most targeted by the war on drugs in starting a small business. KCBS's Mike DeWald reports it helped one local community leader in turning his life around to give back.
So let me be first to cut this ribbon.
Some lined up as early as 2 a.m. to be one of the first in the door at the new Stizzy dispensary in San Francisco's South of Market neighborhood. The man behind it is Rudy Corpus, founder of United Playas, a group that has helped to take more than 4,000 guns off San Francisco streets.
I was a convicted ex-felon behind drugs. And so to me, this is a victory for our people and our community.
Proceeds from the store will support programs to help families who lost people to gun violence and to support restorative justice. Corpus says it also holds an important cultural significance.
This neighborhood, the South of Market, I'm born and raised in, has 120 years of Filipinos in. A lot who are displaced, a lot who are gentrified.
Corpus was joined by community leaders and other formerly incarcerated people in cutting the ribbon on the dispensary.
I'm honored to be in the position and humble to be in the position where I'm at.
Supervisor Matt Dorsey says the equity program put in place by former Mayor Ed Lee has helped foster a more vibrant small business community in his district.
Now that I think we have more enlightened policies around cannabis dispensaries, making sure that we're giving back and identifying those communities that were harmed and giving them an opportunity to be helped.
In San Francisco, Mike DeWald, KCBS.
Well, three new teams will be added to the National Women's Soccer League starting next year, and the Bay Area will be home for one of those new franchises. KCBS's Alice Wirtz reports.
The Bay Area franchise is paying $50 million for the new women's soccer team. That's the same price that Boston will pay, but the new team in Utah will go for between $2 and $5 million. That price was agreed upon some years ago. Ray Ratto of our sister station, 95.7 The Game, says it's likely the Bay Area will welcome the women's soccer team.
This has always been a more fertile ground for soccer than most other places. If you give them a winning product, people will come out.
As for the price tag, $50 million would be considered a bargain in any other professional sport. For the new owners, Ratto says this is a great investment that fits nicely with their portfolio and for what they're getting, especially including media exposure.
The teams in Boston and the Bay Area are brand new teams, so they're paying a much higher fee because the NWSL now has a TV deal that they didn't have before.
Alice Wirtz, KCBS.
49ers hit the road for tomorrow's NFC Championship game against the Philadelphia Eagles, and some diehard fans are traveling east for the game. KCBS's Mike DeWald at SFO, where the team held a pep rally for fans.
49ers faithful were out in force, waving red rally towels and cheering a festive party atmosphere outside the food court at SFO's Terminal 2. United adding an extra direct flight to get fans across country. were sent off by the Gold Rush cheerleaders, mascot Sourdough Sam, and a performance by Niner Noise. Adam Grant is a member of the drumline.
We're playing our regular hits from Levi's Stadium, hyping everybody up.
Everyone got a towel in their seat, and fans were even allowed to pre-board. Russ Carlton is with United. He says there's more in store if the 49ers run continues.
And if they do win, we'll definitely be planning something fun.
Not everyone was traveling for the hometown team. Eddie Ortiz is an Eagles fan from Hayward. He decided last minute to go to the game.
It's not hostile. It's really friendly. It's a friendly battle. It's just when the two best teams make it to the final rounds, it's like there's a amount of respect.
If the 49ers win, he says at least he won't have to hear about it from his friends, at least right away.
I just hope it's a good game.
In San Francisco, Mike DeWall, KCBS.
Well, if another baby formula shortage were to hit the United States, California parents could be in a better place than they were last year. KCBS's Megan Goldsby reports that's the goal of a new bill introduced this month in Sacramento.
Sassoon City Assemblymember Lori Wilson and her staff came up with the idea after being horrified by the headlines on the formula shortage.
Someone had read an article about an update to the Strategic National stockpile about them adding medicines to it. And we all felt like when we were having this discussion about bill ideas that, this is like medicine for babies. I mean, it's just as critical for, like I said, particular babies who don't have an alternative in terms of, breast milk or any other way to get sustenance.
The bill would also create an advisory committee at the Department of Public Health on the formula stockpile
and allow them to create the rules associated with it as far as like how much and how to distribute it and those kind of things. The other thing it would allow for is the Department of Public Health to make decisions on how much supply, to have and then where it will be distributed to it prior to expiration, because as this, just like medicine, it does have an expiration date. It's a perishable commodity.
So that way it will be used and not go to waste. Wilson says they would direct the advisory board to diversify where they get the formula from as well, in case last year's problem of a manufacturer having to halt production entirely happens again. Megan Goldsby, KCBS.
COVID-19 has disrupted our lives for the past 3 years. KCBS's Kathy Whitman reports on what one expert says about how we will be dealing with it in the future.
The COVID pandemic has changed all of our lives the past 3 years, but now many experts are ready to move on to the endemic stage of the virus.
We've had so much natural immunity over all these Omicron surges on top of our really good vaccination rates, especially here in California. And putting those two together, we just have so much immunity.
UCSF infectious disease specialist and professor of medicine, Dr. Monica Gandhi, says work on conquering COVID is ongoing, but something we'll have to learn to live with.
It will never go away, and that means it will always be worked on.
She is confident that people will be safer going out in public. Isolation periods for COVID infections and exposure could be modified, and boosters could turn into yearly vaccines.
When something's endemic, you live normally. We lived normally with influenza in 1918 after the influenza pandemic became endemic. Remember, flu didn't go away.
There is also encouraging news from the latest COVID rates this past winter. Things went much better than anticipated. Kathy Whitman, KCBS.
In the East Bay, a large turnout for the 7th annual Tilden Fungus Fair. KCBS's Alice Wirtz reports.
The Fungus Fair was held in Tilden Park at the Nature Center. Trent Pierce is an interpretive naturalist for the East Bay Regional Park District. All week, he's been collecting colorful mushrooms to display at this weekend's festival.
Some here in the East Bay Regional Park District and some in the greater Bay Area.
Tables were lined with plates of red, yellow, beige, and brown specimens, each labeled. Folks were encouraged to smell and touch these important and edible items.
They are very important components of all terrestrial ecosystems. Some of the main recyclers of our planet in terms of turning wood back into available nutrients and soil.
A demonstration and tasting of mushroom ice cream had many excited, including Ramey from San Leandro.
Candy cap ice cream. How does it taste?
It tastes good. It tastes very sweet.
Mr. Pierce offers some advice for newbies.
You shouldn't go and pick them for consumption willy-nilly. You should always take a class or go out with an expert.
In Berkeley, Alice Wirtz, KCBS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.